Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Dory, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
And now for something completely different.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. Hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise. I think Professor Gumby is possessed. Now, this is day 836 since Putin's inaugural. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, proud innovators of products such as Harvey Wallbanger EpiPens, and meat and meat byproducts. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Fort's week is full of pumice. Well, happy exfoliating, sir. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Mondays, it's us, Possum Hour. You're listening to us now. Isn't that neat? It's like it's true if you say that. Because if you heard it, then it's true. If you didn't hear it, then it's true. Always true. Mind-blowing. During the week, it's clobbering time, which returns this week. Can't remember what day, but check your TV guide for times and airings in your district or your zip code. Anyway, yeah, he's going to review the latest Avenger movie, so I'm probably going to stay away from that one because I'm still trying to catch up. I ain't even seen the Black Panther or Doctor Strange yet, so I'm working on it. By so many hours in the day. And sometimes you have to put together a podcast, such as Friday Night Possum, which we will have this Friday. Alrighty. That said, I hope my sound is 5x5. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Vanish, the new disinfectant bathroom bowl cleaner. Another work-saving product from Dracket.
Scouring powder, disinfectant, bleach, deodorizer. Today I get to clean the bathroom bowl.
Stuck with the nastiest job in the house? Make it Vanish.
Vanish?
Total Action Vanish. Try it. See, Total Action Vanish lifts off water stains, disinfects, bleaches, even leaves a clean, fresh fragrance. You just brush and flush. Next time you're stuck with the nastiest job in the house, make it Vanish.
Very cool. There's our first caller. Welcome to Possum Hour.
Why, hello, world. Am I on the air?
Yeah, this is Possum Hour. Who's this?
Oh, pardon my manners. I'm Dr. Linguini Squingili, Possum Hour's resident expert. Thank you.
Dr. Squingili, what's on the agenda for tonight?
I'm glad you asked that, young man. Tonight, I'd like to give you the straight facts about gym cracks.
Gym cracks? What's a gym crack?
Well, a gym crack is any handheld device that can serve as a telephone, a still or motion picture camera, and a portable computer, amongst many, many other functions. Some people call them smartphones, but the correct term is, actually, gym crack.
Fascinating!
Now, did you know it is more sanitary to drink from your own toilet than to handle someone else's gym crack?
No! Really?
Actually, no. I just said that to be dramatic. However, now that I have your attention, most folks use their gym cracks when they're using the lavatory. And while they may wash their hands following a bowel evacuation, they normally don't sanitize their device, which can turn any gym crack into a virtual ass crack, if you will. That's why I've developed Dr. Squingili's Gym Crack Wipes. Now, not only do they keep your device germ-free, but it leaves a pleasant aroma of melon behind. A package of 1,000 wipes is only $19.99, but if you order before the end of tonight's program, we'll double the wipes for free. That's 2,000 Gym Crack Wipes for the low, low price of $19.99. Additional charges apply.
Well, there you have it, folks. Thanks, Dr. Squinchili.
Goodbye, everybody.
Knees are buckled. I'm a wreck. Go up with window shade. Carry big wooden club. Stone club. Carry diner's club. Looking for woman. Caved out woman. I don't make dates. I break dates. Ow! And when I find her with club on her head, then drag her into cave with water wall bone. Ah!
Ooga laga finger pool. You use and pull up. Ooga laga finger pool.
Then I'm gonna sing to her.
Ooga laga finger pool.
Crocodile fricassee, marinated tiger, chopped lizard liver, giraffe goulash on half shell. Oh, but still hungry! Hungry for woman! Ha! If woman young, I give her to one of my sons. To my son, the witch doctor. Also, son of witch lawyer. Oldest son, witch dentist. 32 teeth, all in front. And with a drill.
Ooga laga finger pool. Oh, you use that pool. Ooga laga finger pool.
One more time with squealing.
Ooga laga finger pool.
On a bibbick, jungle fever. Sea mirage, sea toucan mirage. Sea woman running with birthday suit. Wish it was my birthday. Beautiful long blonde hair. All on upper lip, mustache, beaver. Caveman, sea dinosaur. Caveman, sea batty page. Ooh, 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 what's that in jungle? A beast. No, it's a bird. No, a hound. No, no, no! It's my cave woman! Yeah! Ooda! Cave woman! Ooda! Fire!
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on!
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Professor RJ. Ladies and gentlemen.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Yes, I'm Paul. Most
excellent. How are you, sir?
You know what? It's a jazz classic, but I can't listen to I Found a New Baby without thinking of Celebrity Bowling, no matter who does it, no matter what version. That's what I was doing there. I was quoting the dude and Walter. Shut the fuck
gotcha.
Up, Donnie.
I gotcha.
The guy got me the bowling mood.
That wasn't the theme to Celebrity Bowling, though.
Yes, it was. I Found a New Baby. You're just not used to it with vocals.
Let me hear it. Okay, here we go. Celebrity Bowling theme.
Indeed.
That's a different tune, man.
No.
Are you thinking of something else?
Thing. No, it's the same song.
Good.
I found a new baby. Give us a little
okay.
taste of the opening. Give us a little taste of the opening.
Okay. Okay. No, it's all right.
Well, if we go any further with this, I'm afraid Rod Serling's going to show up, you know? Imagine a co-host completely out of his mind. David Ford Prefect's taking my back on that. That's a different tune.
Oh, right.
That's a different tune.
Well, I've been known to be wrong before.
I mean, they're both great tunes. I love. What's this one? This is a 1930s. They loved them clarinets back in the old days, huh? Hey, man. You want to do a guest on the show, like a real pseudo-celebrity guest?
Yeah, well, I love to pseudo, yes.
Check this out. Just the other day, like, I'm on this, I don't know which one it was, on the fuck booth, you know, Comedian Society or something ridiculous like this, right?
Huh?
And one of the comments under this really cool picture of all these old comedians from, you know, our era, one of the comments was by a guy who identified himself as Harvey Korman's son. So I liked his comment, and darned if next time I logged on, there was a friend request from the gent.
Ah.
And he's very chatty. We exchanged some, you know, things, and I just thought I'd ask you, what do you think, man?
Yeah,
I think he'd
love
to come on and just rap about Harvey Korman for a while.
Yeah, most definitely.
All right,
and
cool.
Yes,
once again,
Gumby was wrong. The song is Everybody Loves My Baby, not I Found a New Baby. So once again,
everybody
wrong.
Loves my baby, but no baby don't love nobody but me. That's
there
a different
you go.
Song.
See that? You got it. There you go.
No, that's a different song still.
Nah, you got it. I was jamming to that. But Harvey, what did you say was Harvey Korman?
Harvey Korman's son. So,
yeah.
You know. I think it'd be kind of cool, man.
Yeah. I would like to get
the
Tim Conway's grandson or something, or maybe have them both on there. Have them both on.
That would be wild.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Well, they're showing the really early Carol Burnett shows now.
Yeah.
On MeTV.
I don't get that.
The first five seasons weren't in circulation up until now. So they're all pretty new to, you know. Christ, most of it's new to me, so I might have to check some of that out just to get a little background. But, man, wouldn't that be cool to have him on and have him take the pledge?
Oh, yes, that would be great. How old is that? If he's Corbin's
that's
son.
What I was, that's what I don't know. I got to check how old he is, because if he's like our age, how cool would that have been that your dad was the great Gazoo on the Flintstones?
Oh, Christ, yeah.
You know, like, go to school. Well, what's your dad? Oh, he's a fireman. Whoa! What's your dad? Great Gazoo. Whoa!
Uh-huh.
Your dad knows Fred Flintstone? Damn right. You know, fuck. That's almost as good as having Mo as your dad, which we all know would be the absolute coolest.
Occupational day or whatever, when you bring your father in to explain what he does for a living to the kids. What do they call that? Can you imagine that? Bring him in?
Yeah. Oh, man. And bring him in and he's dressed up in drag, you know, like the whatever her name was, the The character with the big boobs. Oh, mein Gott, Ivan! How you doing, you little cuties? You know.
He was.
Yeah,
he
used to bring down the house with that
father
one.
When he was a kid. I bet he was. He might.
You never know.
Of him.
You never know.
Yeah.
But, well, fucking Moe's son was kind of weird about being Moe's son.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking Moe's son, man. Nobody gonna fuck with
you.
But anyway, to get on track, because we're burning daylight. It's blowing up time. And tonight is no exception with Sir Elton John and Kiki D.
There you go.
Yeah, you heard me. You heard me, man. We've never blown up Elton John before. I love Elton John.
Okay.
Not that way, but you know. I mean, up until Goodbye Gilbert Road after that. Here and there. Anyway.
Funeral for a Friend.
Time we blow.
Anything I like.
I love that one, too. Yeah. Time we blow this one up, though, because I don't know. Oh, somebody asked for it.
Yeah.
Are you going to ask for it? You're asking for it, Elton.
That's it. We do.
We'll be right back.
love that one, man. That was a beauty.
Yeah.
Fucking moon glows. Get the fuck up.
Uh-huh. When are they getting back
together? Watching it. They're on tour.
Yeah.
In the recesses of your mind.
There it is.
I was flipping on the... See, now I got... I don't have cable TV. I haven't had cable TV in, 10 years? It's close to that, you know?
Yeah.
In a long time. Cut the cable. I got out of the cable news habit. Well, then I get this Roku fucker TV, and my son comes over, spends the weekend, and then all of a sudden all this cable news shit's coming up there. So I start watching it. Are you familiar with Morning Joe, this guy? Morning MSNBC's got the morning show, and he had
a fight with Bobo or something. That's the only reason why.
Oh my God, that's all they do. They Bobo every morning, anti Bobo. It's to the point of ridiculousness. Anyway, today he's talking about something about he's mocking a congressman or something. And here's this guy who has the thickest, the worst Pittsburgh accent I've ever heard in my life. And I've heard some doozies. And he's mocking this guy's southern accent. And I'm thinking, Jesus, if anybody should not be mocking someone's accent, Joe, it's you. Good Lord. Can't stand that pompous putz. Yikes. Even though he's anti-Bobo. See, I'm a fair-minded.
He's sandwiched between two girls, isn't he? I'm not sure.
Well, he's got his fiance with the big rack, Mika. She's
Mika.
Weird.
Yeah,
Mika. Sometimes there's interesting... Actually, the show's interesting when he's not on it. Because the second in command guy is kind of cool. I wish he hosted the show, but alas, yeah, news is depressing, Cake.
I don't watch that.
Well, fake news, man. Don't believe that shit, man. That's what Hitler did. That's what Mussolini did. They try to convince people that the media is fooling them, and it's not true.
Mm-mm.
It is not true. They have an agenda, but it's not fake news. That's a dangerous, dangerous path. You don't want to go there.
Aye.
This serious moment brought to you by fascism. Okay, moving right along. There they are,
ladies and gentlemen.
Moving right along. What's a good? I like the one with the. What is that?
Hey, would you like to buy a monkey?
No, that's not it.
Kumquats!
Closer. How about this one?
Yeah.
That's not what I thought it was going to be. This one.
That still works.
Now that's introducing Boston Lounge music. First up, playing forward for the Canadians Olympic hockey team, it's Dr. Keg.
Dr. Keg.
I don't know. My hockey team in my town, they were down 3-2. So they went 2 straight.
Yeah.
And I don't think they play tonight, so. Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Kate. Was Dr. Kate here Friday? No, she couldn't sign in. Ipso facto, not a show. It wasn't a show. That sucked.
That's right. So that's what happened.
I guess they ironed out all the glitches and whatnot. But I'm with Daddy G. I'm not a big fan of the new format.
They had to iron it out during our set, though. Everyone else is just
farting.
They had to iron out all their glitches during our time slot.
That's right, yeah. They were under construction Friday night during Possum Hour. Very convenient for us.
Yep.
And then we thank them so much, but I'm glad it's going off somewhat without a hitch today. I was glad to hear from Ben Grimm. I was wondering if he was bailing out of the scene, man.
But now he's back.
He's back talking. He's gonna be holding court there on the clobbering time. I'm not next to my computer, so fucking dog. He's got me stepping and fetching. Should be the other way around, shouldn't it? Anyway, thank you for coming, Cake. And there's Francie from the Francie and Friends.
Francie!
Who were on hiatus because Francie had to pay the rent. Apparently. It happens to everybody. It happens to the best of us. You know what I'm saying to you. She's coming back with a new format. Every Sunday, she'll have a new host, new co-host.
Okay.
And, this week it's Conrad Nagel, and next
Conrad
week...
Conrad Nagel?
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Next week it's Johnny Verboten from the old Marvel Comics. Yeah. Verboten. And then I believe after that, she's got a lineup of male strippers. So, congratulations.
Yeah.
Good to hear. Yeah.
All right.
Looking forward to that. Check your, check your TV guide for times and running length. Might even list the key grip if you're lucky.
Sounds like a wild
right,
show.
And it's a wild. Sure it is. I'm sure it is. And there's Professor R.J. Gumby. Well,
hey.
That's you.
Hey,
the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking. Well, I appreciate you showing up, sir, because otherwise I'd be sitting here talking to myself. And you start doing that, and they call the guys in the white suits. And they
throw a big butterfly net over your fucking head.
You get that right, Jack.
Again.
I mean, even though this all is a hallucination, thank you for coming.
My pleasure.
Harvey Korman's son. How cool is that, man?
Yeah.
He's really nice.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
He's a very nice guy, man.
When we get him, we got to get a hurrah out of him. That's one of the things we got to do.
Kinky. Use that one.
You're going to be hitting them with all those sound bites, man.
No, I got about a million RV sound bites here on the old board.
Kinky.
I love Harvey Korman, man.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking best. Fucking best. If you want to come to a show where people beloved your father, sir, this would be the one.
Yeah. Come along, Christopher.
Fucking love Harvey. All righty.
and that's the kind of celebrity I like to have on the show.
Ford Prefect is not. Yeah, I know. A little less like the James Drury. I felt like we had a gun to our heads. You know, like, oh boy.
Yeah.
don't touch his gun, number one. And don't talk politics. Step lightly, because he's an old man and he might kill you. He doesn't give a fuck. You know.
We could ask Christopher about like Christmas parties at his house. Imagine
oh,
the people,
I know,
there, you know.
Tim Conway probably come by for
yeah,
breakfast
oh, yeah.
and shit, you know. I mean,
yeah.
Man,
Uncle Tim, he's probably Uncle Tim to Chris.
I he sounds like one of them guys. I think we just wind him up and then let him go. You know, like kind of William Winter type thing. It just have a million stories ready and be glad to tell them. So that'd be fun, I think.
That would be.
Yeah. Well, now the aforementioned Ford Prefect.
Ford's here
tonight. Amongst the luminaries that have populated the teeming and throbbing Possum Lounge. It's only been teeming for a week, but it's been throbbing for quite some time.
Good
he says
Lord.
He talks to himself all the time, but never listens to his own advice.
That could be Sam.
Yeah, probably a good idea. As he says, he's old enough to know better, young enough not to take. Wait a minute.
Oh.
That doesn't make any sense. I don't even understand that one.
We're not old enough.
I could easily blow you up, so don't mess around. I'd never blow him up. He's a beloved possum. It almost wouldn't be a show without Ford Prefect. There you go.
Think Blog Talk likes my It They Suck? That was on their page, you know.
Nicely done.
Yeah, it went right to their page. It was on the visitors post. Fuck them.
You're a radical, man. It's that damn Kratom coffee.
You're not serious.
I'm dead serious.
Well, there they are, ladies and gentlemen. What?
I was about to say, Marshall Dillon knows, man. He knows. Dillon knows.
Oh, Marshall Dillon. He fucking knows. Ladies and gentlemen, there they are. Marshall Dillon. No, I mean the possum. Wow.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. I missed my damn cue. Son of a B.
Oh, yeah!
Good stuff.
How about this one?
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Yeah, Ford's on there talking about French beavers, and I don't have that icon with the bulging eyes.
Yeah.
I want the old icons back. You know that smiley face with the bulging eyes, like saying, wow?
Now
I got to give a fucking Batman. That doesn't make any sense. I'm giving him a fucking Batman.
I know, these
smileys
suck.
Yeah.
He's smiling. Look at this guy here. He's a fucking pirate smoking a pipe.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
How does that fit in their conversation?
I mean, we grew to love those old emotes. The whistling guy, if you like the tune, you put the whistling guy on there. Everybody be whistling.
Yeah.
Everybody had to be whistling. It was cool, man. It was like a shared experience. Now.
I don't get it.
Look at these stupid things. Look at these dumbass fucking heads.
What the fuck is this guy? The Terminator?
They should know. It's fucking the Bionic Man, I think, or the Deathlok, the Demolisher. Emoticon. Of course, that all comes up there. Yeah. It's a Marvel comic. Kind of a takeoff on the $6 million man, you know, a cyborg, blah, blah, blah.
They should have little pee-pees. Would it be cool to put up a little pee-pee?
And you notice that they have a little shadow underneath the smiley face, so like it's on a plane? What is that? What's that about?
Making it all 3D.
I like floating heads. I like my floating heads to float. Ted. Stop. There are no more treats tonight. No more. Okay, babe? For your own good.
He doesn't understand that.
He's like, dude, I want more treats, you know. I will sit over here and whine if you don't give me any. I don't like the new chat so much. I'm not a big fan. Man, it was a beautiful day today, though. I was out digging in the garden. You ever do any of that shit?
All right. No, fuck no.
Oh, yeah, I found all my garden tools and found some old flower seeds that I said, well, shit, I'll throw those in, because I'm just growing flowers in the back, you know. I want to beautify the world. I might get a tomato plant. I don't know.
All right.
Maybe one.
Didn't you grow tomatoes
before?
What about that chestnut tree?
And I did the logistics on the chestnut tree, and I just didn't think it was going to work out.
All right.
Because it's going to take 10 years before I got my first chestnut.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You don't have that kind of time.
By then. I don't have that kind of time. I need like a 5-year plan I could deal with. You know, 5 years I could start eating chestnuts, I'm down. But 10 years to get my first chestnut? Dude.
No, fuck that.
Come on, man.
Okay. You can go to the supermarket.
Well, they're expensive, sons of guns.
Brain food. Didn't Wendy think it was brain food?
Yeah. You crack one open, what's it look like? Fucking
brain.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Looks like a brain.
Right.
What is it
good
for?
Zombie food.
Your fucking brain. Yeah.
There you go.
Now, Ted, that's it.
And beets
no
is good
treat.
For the blood.
No more treats, Ted. You'll get sick to your tummy. Or I'll spray you with a spray bottle, and that won't be fun. So lay down. enjoy your company when you're not barking at me. Sorry, I have to talk my dog, man, sometimes. He's actually more neurotic than his master, which is pretty amazing. Well, you know what? Tonight's, we have this show that we're doing right now. And we do this part called 3 Minutes You'll Never Get Back.
Hot damn.
Yep. And
you got a good
one? Oh. Tonight.
Oh, this is fun.
Possum. I'm laying all the blame at the feet of our own Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect.
Yep. You go, who's responsible for this clocking in at 2 minutes and 59 seconds?
Uh-oh.
This perhaps could be the worst 3 minutes we've ever experienced in the history of this program.
Ford. All right.
This is a venerable 3 minutes. I declared it 3 minutes, 30 seconds in, I think.
All right.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear this.
The man obviously has some sort of vendetta to suggest that this would be a proper 3 minutes you'll never get back. But seeing that he's a loyal listener,
yeah,
we're going to play it anyway. So, 3 minutes you'll never get back. Super Bad is horny.
Is a blazer beat. I got hot out the blue. I got fucking on my mind. If you ain't got the dick, then don't waste my time. Get from the back ass fat, I'm getting fine. You know why?
I got fucking on my mind.
You know that?
I got fucking on my mind.
Yeah, bitch, it's super bad.
Yeah, bitch, it's super bad.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is
modern pop culture right there, man.
Where's that Popeye icon?
Hey, you know, it saves the taxpayers, because now we don't need sex education. Just put the headphones on the youngsters and explains it all.
The youngsters.
Pussy on the dick goes up and down. Pussy. It'd be like in Sesame Street. The pussy on the dick goes up and down, up and down, up and down. The pussy on the dick goes up and down.
That would have been great.
Up in the parent bedroom. Yeah.
Wow.
So, anyway, wowie, wow.
I'm sorry, Boor, but I got to give you a birthday cake for that one. Why? I don't know. I don't
he
know.
He got a birthday cake. He got a birthday cake. To warm the cockles of my cock. All right.
There you go.
This just in off the police blotter. A Florida man was... This guy's great. A Florida man was arrested for DUI after crashing his lawnmower into a police cruiser. Beauty. cops were parked, responding to a call, and they hear a noise. Oops, there's 68-year-old Gary Wayne Anderson on his riding mower with a trailer attached. There's some minor damage to the rear bumper of the cruiser. Anyway,
don't,
the breathalyzer sample showed
it.
His, yeah, don't drink
don't,
and
don't
do yard
drink
work.
And mow. Don't drink and mow, kid.
I did some drunk mowing last week.
Yeah? Okay, alright. You crashed into the cop cars, did you?
No, I got a push mower. I can't get into too much trouble. But, Gigantor came over, we had a few beers. I wasn't drunk. I mean, I was lit, you know. And then when I got rid of him, I'm like, man, I'm going to get that lawnmower before the sun goes down. Right? It's like finished. Sun went down. Anyway.
This guy,
the breathalyzer showed that he was more than 3 times the legal limit. So I get you can't even do a riding lawnmower when you're that smashed.
No.
But then they found out he may have cocaine in his system. He also had cocaine in his system. Which at his age, my God, the guy's 68 years old. He's got. Anyway, Anderson's driver's license turns out has been suspended since March 1978.
Oh, God.
And he's got 2 prior DUIs. So, yeah, good luck to Mr. Anderson.
Luck. that's great.
An infamous.
And you do need a driver's license for that, right? I mean, it's a moving vehicle.
I don't think so. Because I think an underage kid can do a riding lawnmower. Maybe.
It's interesting.
No, we'll have to research that.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get our research department on that. Let's see. The president awarded Tiger Woods the Medal of Freedom this weekend. I think it was for banging the most blondes.
Yeah.
Banging babes. Yeah.
Banging
meritorious. Yeah, serves this country and banging a bunch of blondes. Here's the Medal of Freedom.
Yeah.
Go for it, Chachi.
For grabbing pussy.
Yeah, grab him. For grabbing him by the pussy. Here you go, man. Here's a medal. Get on him like a bitch. Get on him like a bitch. All right. Now, the police are after this one guy here in Menominee Falls, Milwaukee. Menominee.
Okay. All
right. He walks right the fuck out of the Costco with 24 bottles of Hennessy. That's a haul, man. That's about $1,500 worth of Hennessy. Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway. You see a guy with, like, a bunch of bottles of Hennessy in his trunk, probably give you a good price. So, you might want to hook up. Yeah. All right.
There you go. He sold it to the guy with the lawnmower.
Famous general died in the lawnmower rollover. Who was that? That would be fun. Anyways. That guy who, what do they call that when they fast, the Catholics, Lent? Or they give up something?
Yeah.
That Cincinnati guy who went on the beer fast, just drank beer.
Yeah.
And I, you'd have to think, you could do this if you drank non-alcoholic beer, you know, then you could work, right? Guy lost 44 pounds total in 46 days. 44 pounds, almost a pound a day. He looks great. He says he feels like a kid again. He's off the fast. He had a little guacamole and washed it down with a brewski. Because he still ain't
praise Jesus.
Beer. And that,
praise
that'll
Jesus.
Tell you something about beers right there.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I know an alcoholic like yourself there doesn't drink the doesn't do the alcohol, but he drinks them near beers. He's been drinking them for 30 years. Two Fritos every night. Can't live without them. He's got to have his beer. What?
O'Doul's?
Yeah, you duels. Cake says she lost 40 pounds. Not that quick. No, that's hard. Man, that's almost impossible to lose a pound a day.
On Canadian beer?
I got to die. What's that?
On Canadian beer, she lost it?
Canadian beer, wow. I don't know. Canadian beer's good. Probably high calorie. But if that's all you're drinking, man, that's all you're eating. Liquid bread, baby. I'm all for it. Okay, well, congratulations to him. He looks wonderful, and healthy drinking. Just don't eat lunch and drive. I guess is my advice.
And thank Jesus.
And always. Now you want to praise the shrimp. Woody Allen's A Rainy Day in New York to be released.
Yes. Yes.
See that?
No.
So all you need is a plane ticket to Italy.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. It'll be released in Italy.
They couldn't release it in Korea, could they?
what are you going to do? Man, that's so bogus. That is so fucking bogus.
Well, you know what else is? He just wrote his memoirs, and no one's buying it. No publishing company's going to publish it. Crucifying this fucking guy.
No fucking comment. You know,
and they're destroying my life. This is the longest I went without seeing a new Woody Allen movie since 1973.
I hate it, man.
Yeah.
You see, that is political correctness gone awry, gone out of hand.
You are correct, sir.
The president tweeted that the Kentucky Derby this weekend, they overruled the declared winner because they said the horse interfered with the other horses, which is a cheat, and they said no, no. The president tweeted that was political correctness gone awry. No, that's cheating. You're not supposed to cheat. But Bobo doesn't understand that because he fucking cheats at golf, they say, every time. You know, like he cheats
backwards.
Which, I don't understand cheating just for this thing. I skittle ball by myself all the time and I keep score and I never cheat. Why don't I cheat? I could easily cheat and have tremendous scores. What would be the point?
Exactly. Exactly.
If I can't roll a 200, why write a 200 down and say I rolled a 200? That's stupid. That's not an achievement. That's just in a dick.
How could any horse race end in political correctness anyway? What the fuck happened?
Exactly. So, ipso facto, I am over 18. Good.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, politically correct there. Ooh. And whatever. Yeah, political correctness, because Woody Allen didn't do anything.
No.
Cakes, she dropped 2 pounds a week. That's about right. You can do that. I was peeling off 5 with the juice fast, which is a hell of a weight loss thing. I gotta get back on that.
Well,
you ever vanish and come over deck? What's that?
Do this beer thing. Do the beer thing.
I know.
This guy looks good.
I didn't think about drinking
beer beer.
Duels and shit. Yeah, on a work day. Get the fuck out, man. Yeah, it's definitely not low carb. The beer fast. Well, neither is the juice fast, really, because fruits and shit have carbs, but they're different than the... Anyway,
scotch.
That's
scotch.
Scotch. There you go. Low cal, no carbs, beauty. And get you really plastered. I had a dram with my son yesterday. It was quite delicious. All right. Now, here's a fashion trend, which is completely stomach-turning and churning. For some reason, women are giving themselves nose hair extensions.
Mohair or no hair?
Nose hair.
Oh, nose hair.
Nostril.
Oh.
For some reason, someone decided that the latest fashion trend is a hairy, very hairy nostril.
God.
Yeah. As usual, fashion people are fucking ahead, I think. Really.
Oh.
No offense. But,
oh.
Yeah. No.
I don't know.
That's
it.
No.
Could be a bit of a
paranoid.
Oh, I'm giving a shit.
I can't put the link in the chat, can I? You can see somebody's hairy nose.
No. We have to find it ourselves.
No. Ah, Francie took off. I think she likes Bobo. I think she liked my anti-Bobo. That's all right. Because she's missing this.
Oh, God.
Did you look up the nose
hair
thing?
Yeah.
Yeah,
God.
What the fuck, man? Yeah.
Why aren't you going last? Well,
you want to hear the latest kink?
Yeah, oh, you know I do.
Alright, figging.
Yeah.
Figging.
Yeah.
You ever heard of figging? Or gingering?
Figging. Or gingering.
Figging or gingering?
No.
It's placing a piece of raw No, it's placing a piece of raw peeled ginger into one's anus. Or JJ, and in some cases, urethras.
Ooh.
Hmm. Dusting
wow.
a person's nether bits with ground ginger powder has also been described as figging.
All right.
I'm just kind of glad I abstain these days, you know.
I'll try anything five times. I'll get back to you on it.
Well, fortunately, rectal tissue or colon damage from ginger has not been noted in any peer-reviewed studies, though ginger may reduce colon inflammation and cancer, quite ironically. So, might be good for you.
The risk you gotta take.
Sticking ginger in your butt.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
Who the fuck sitting around going, boy, I tell you, I'm tired of the same old sexual intercourse and whatnot. How could we improve this experience?
Yeah.
Hey, I've got it. Honey, we got any ginger in the fridge?
Uh-huh.
Oh, peel one of them suckers and shove it up my ass real quick. Let's see. Let's get this party started. How's that?
Yeah, that's right. Or maybe it's actually your redhead. You stick a redhead up your ass.
That's a whole other story. That's a whole other story.
It got an opie up my ass.
Redheaded stepchild to go.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
Nasty. Some men need some killer weed. Some men need cocaine. Some men need some cactus juice to purify their brain. Some men need two women, some need alcohol. Everybody needs a little something, but Lord, I need it all to get my rocks off. Get my rocks off. I'm getting my rocks off a mountain and roll 'em on down the hill. Oh. I may do you one time, and I may do you more. I may turn you into something that you ain't ready for. I might want your body, and I might want your bread, and I might want your mama to come visit me instead and get my rocks on. Here they come. I get my rocks on. Oh! Get my rocks off a mountain and roll 'em on down the hill.
Got to
Toronto.
Sometime I dream of chicks to bring me everlasting joy. Sometime I dream of animals. Sometime I dream of boys. Sometime I kill the living. Sometime I raise the dead. Sometime I say just screw it all and crawl back into bed and get my rocks on. Get my rocks off. Here come. Get my rocks off a mountain and roll them on down the hill.
What's going on with Space Force?
Space Force. Well, there's a lot. There's too much shit going on. They don't need it. Wait, when
they
everything calms
it
down and there's nothing to do, you know. Oh, wait a minute. Space Force. Over here, Squirrel. You know, it's like that.
Yeah. Uh huh. And the Liberty Task, Religious Liberty Task. That was funny as
hell. Oh my God. He's done so much damage to this country. Another 4 years, and we're, you know.
We got Biden, man. He really is touchy feely. I never noticed that until I started seeing these film clips.
He needs to go away. Get out of here. Get out of here. Bring on the burn. I want to feel the burn.
Feel the burn.
Feel the burn, baby. It's going to happen. We're going to overturn the Senate. It's going to be a socialist nightmare. Mark my words. I don't care. I'm on my way out. I don't have any grandkids
yet. That's the way I feel.
You know, hopefully, you know, the kids... Hopefully, he's sterile or something. I don't know.
Thanks for your life.
If I have a grandchild, then I have to give a fuck. You know.
Yeah.
I do. You know, you got a next generation. Yeah, you gotta give a fuck.
Yeah.
I know. I'm pretty sure number two son's gonna be cool and not, you know, bring another awesome human like myself in the world. But number one son might, he's in the game.
He's got a cutie, man.
Did you see the ring? You see the ring? The ring over there?
Oh, no. I don't think I did.
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations, man.
Mazel tov to the big step, man.
Yep.
I first got married when I had just turned 21. I was 21 for a week.
Good God. Good God. I was 33. And that was too young.
He's pushing 40. He's like,
man,
30,
no hurry.
He's going to be 37. Jiminy right. Christmas.
There you go.
I can't. Oh, that doesn't even compute that my son can be 40 years old. Oh, help me! Slow down this merry-go-round. Stop the music.
I got the application for my passport. And one of the questions that they ask you is, they need your ex-wife's birth date. I haven't got a fucking clue.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how to answer that. I'm thinking of denying I was married, but I don't know, man. It's an official document.
I think I know both. Yeah, I could find out both of them because I have old tax returns.
Yeah?
I know my first wife's.
I can't even guess the fucking month.
I think I could get her social. Yeah, I remember her fucking social.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
That's really weird. Well, you know, married 16 years and that.
I say, tell them you're the fucking government. You know everything that goes on. You know everything about me. Why do I have to fill this out to begin with?
Yeah, no
this
shit.
Is me.
Well, because they're paranoid, man. They got that. Bobo's best friend lives just north of there, remember, so they have to be careful. Best buddy.
Uh-huh.
Kim Jong-un.
Against shooting rockets, according to South Korea.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, Bobo's on his side, he said in a tweet.
Yeah.
He says, I'm on your side, man. I'm with you. And then Putin called and he said, look, man, stay the fuck out of Venezuela and do as I say. And he went, yes, sir. Yes, sir. May I have another?
Uh-huh. And he says, I'm with you to him, too.
Putin's cock holster is Bobo. That's Putin's cock holster. Okay. Now, I somehow have a feeling we did this years ago because this article is dated 2016. But these were words you shouldn't Google, okay?
Uh-huh.
I know we did lemon party and blue waffle, goatee.
Okay. Yeah,
we did this one.
The blue waffle one.
Yeah, they put that up on the. Somebody put that up today, and I went, we did that. That
yeah.
Cake farts. I had to put cake farts. You know, beauty. So anyway, enough with that.
Yeah, I don't remember the lemon party. The lemon
go back
party
to the figging.
The old guys, right?
Yeah. Look up the. Look up the ginger up the ass again. You know, that's...
People find a new shit to put up their asses.
What the fuck? People sit around just thinking of things to put up their ass, I guess.
Yeah, oh, they gotta be.
I went to a lemon party to reminisce with my old friend. We was all naked and sitting around skittle bowling.
In fact, I posted a picture of Grenache, didn't I? I forget who it was. John
it's
Hurt.
All coming back.
John Hurt. And where are these lemon parties or something?
Yep.
Or that guy from Star Trek
or
whatever. I forget which one it was.
Something like that.
I can't get back on. My laptop's getting bumpy on me.
It's all coming back to me now.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Grenache.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We got to play Grenache.
Right. Well,
what?
Mondays.
What?
Means yodel.
Yodel! We got to yodel.
No, he's warming up his improbability drive, man. We haven't even yodeled. Calm down with time for that yet.
He's driving GT out.
Where's Maggie C? Maggie C, come back. Maggie C, we haven't seen Maggie C in a month of Sundays now.
Yeah, that's right. I think she's working. She says she's here in spirit all the time.
Okay, maybe she's working then.
Yeah.
I worry about people if they show up and then they don't show up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know. I hear you.
Everything's cool. If you're listening, Maggie C, we miss you. If you're listening, Apple Cheeks Alice, we miss you tonight. Hope you're okay.
Yes. Yeah. Sweet Alice.
And Norman Fell. I miss Norman Fell too.
Who does?
I'm sure you do as well.
Dan August.
He's just, yeah. Fuck out. Well, you ever heard of Ernest Tubb?
Ernest Tubb. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We played him before.
We're gonna play him again.
How's he tie in with Norman Fell? I'm liking where this guy is going.
No.
Oh.
But this does.
Okay.
Start yodeling.
Hold it.
Okay.
Yodeling. No.
What's the matter with you?
What's the idea?
I thought that had the yahoo. It's yodeling time. The Best Bug Blues.
Did you ever see a bed bug that looked just like a whale? Did you ever see a bed bug that looked just like a whale? Well, if you never did, you've never been in a real jail. These bugs are driving me crazy, I don't know what to do. These bugs are driving me crazy, I don't know what to do. I could turn my bed over, but they're all over that side too. Holy hoodly, idly hoodly, idly hoodly, hoodly. There's a boy in here with me with 99 years to go. There's a boy in here with me with 99 years to go. Boy, these doggone bed bugs will get fed up on him, I know. This year old jailer sure is a mean old man. This old jailer sure is a mean old man. All he brings me is beans in my little old bent up pan. Looks like a little old dog's pan. Oh, got a letter from my baby, she didn't have much to say. I got a letter from my mama, she didn't have much to say. She said, son, don't let them bed bugs whittle my daddy away. Well, I'll soon be leaving, and I'll be so glad to go. I'll soon be leaving, and I'll be so glad to go. All these doggone bed bugs done got me whipped, I know. Holy hoodly, holy hoodly, holy hoodly, hoodly.
Oh yeah, I think we did play this or something similar. Yeah.
Yo!
Now we played it again. Alright. No complaints. Because it was a Dan. A
filthy,
Dan.
Dirty.
No, Dandy.
Dandy.
Not dirty.
Oh, Dandy. Okay.
Yeah. It was very bluesy.
I was digging it. I think everyone else was.
Very bluesy. Well, we're almost done, man. Another possum.
Yeah.
Possum's drawing to close. I think we touched on pretty much everything. Oh, it was nice. I'd like to thank Dr. Linguini Squingili, our resident expert, for showing up tonight.
Always interesting.
Very
formative.
Gym crack wipes are available in the lobby. You can get a set of 12 for only $19.99.
And that's a good buy.
That just came up yesterday. Sunday morning. I'm down at the campus drawing caricatures and whatnot.
Okay.
And this guy said, can you draw my friend? She just left. Pulls out the gym crack and shoves it into my face, you know.
Oh.
And I'm like, So I says,
uh-huh.
I said, you don't take that into the can with you, do you? I said that. I swear to God, I said that. What a crazy nutball I am. I said that. I actually said that.
What was his answer to that?
They laughed, and she said, I'll hold it, okay? So apparently the answer was yes.
Uh-huh.
But she held the gym. She held the gym crack. And I drew the stupid person on the gym crack, and the guy I was with, he's like, you drew the gym crack? And I'm like, well, fuck yeah, I drew the gym crack, man. What the fuck? He gives a fuck anyway.
I like that. I'm glad you did. That's cool.
So, anyway, make sure you get some wipes for your gym crack next time you poop. First you wash your hands, and you get your gym crack wipe, and you wipe off your gym crack. And that way, when you hand it over to the caricature artist Saturday, or Sunday, or Friday, even, you won't give me germs.
That's right.
Natties.
When you pull the ginger out of your ass, you don't call or tell a friend.
You know, it will also deodorize and sanitize your ginger. Once you take it out of your ass, and then you can put it on a salad after that. Yeah,
it's not recommended, but
it's
kind
of a nutty flavor. It's quite nice. Well, thank you all for coming. Now with more E. coli. What a complete waste of your time this was. Thanks for coming, everybody. Maddie.
Radio was on to something.
Well, we'll be back Friday, hopefully, because we're lonely men who have nothing better to do. Thank you very much.
You got that right. You got that right, mister.
Oh, tell Ginger to bring Marianne next time.
Yes. And Gumby's out of here. I got the other school.
All righty, I got you, pal.
Got the other school.
Ladies, energies, say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Wherever you are tonight, a feeling tells me that you look out of sight.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Wait! Where are you going?
I was going to make espresso.